101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. It is 744, 55 degrees in West Bend. I was talking to someone who said that that the movie The Wall is one of her husband's all-time favorite movies. And so they decided they would watch it with their teenage daughter. And the teenage daughter apparently didn't love The Wall. which is interesting because, you know, it is one of those kind of movies, but where it takes a little adjustment, I think, to get to. But joined now from on the phone by Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. What are you a fan of The Wall or no?
Oh, I own it.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes me a fan, because it's weird and kind of an uncomfortable experience to watch every time you watch it. But I have done so multiple times.
You know, when it first came out, we used to watch it as a midnight movie at when in college. The fourplex that was across from Dormland used to do midnight movies, and The Wall was certainly one of them when it first came out. So,
wow.
So that's kind of the way to to adjust. They did them on Friday nights because on Saturday night the Majestic showed Rocky Horror.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
So they didn't want to necessarily compete.
You can't conflict; those two can't overlap.
No, because people might get confused and wear their feathered boa to The Wall.
We can't have that.
We certainly do not want that going on. So no. All right. So it's starting to get busy again at the West Bend Public Library. You've got we're back on the regular schedule with Thursday night family night.
We sure are. We've got Nicky Flynn coming in. He's kind of a comedic vaudeville style magical experience. He silently manipulates cards, coins, silks, balloons, and even salt with effortless precision.
Salt.
Family nights are free. There's no registration required, and all ages are welcome. So that should be really a good time tomorrow night at 6:30.
How do you manipulate salt?
I'm not sure, but we're going to find out.
Right. Let me know how that one works out. Will you? How that goes. So, and then we've got a Friday movie matinee this week. And which is kind of an interesting sort of tie-in with the library, right?
Oh, absolutely. So Friday at 1 o'clock, we're going to watch the movie Book Club. So if you're a fan of your own book club or you enjoy how they run, this is the story of four women. The book club chooses to read 50 Shades of Grey. And it changes their lives forever, irrevocably. They can't go back to the women they were before. And it does have kind of an all-star cast. I saw it in the theater. I enjoyed it. So stop by on Friday afternoon to check that out.
Interestingly enough, they're talking about 50 Shades of Grey, but the movie is PG-13.
Yes. The content is actually more tame than 50 Shades of Grey is.
Yes, so. Indeed. All right. And then Saturday morning, we've got a movie for the kids because Book Club, really not a movie for the kids.
Not so much. We are showing at 10 a.m. the movie Show Dogs, which is the story of a Rottweiler police dog named Max, who's a big macho dog, and he is ordered to go undercover as a primped-up contestant in a prestigious dog show, of all things. So he and his human partner have to infiltrate the dog show to prevent a crime from occurring. And that's rated PG, just PG, not PG-13, and runs 92 minutes.
And that's on Saturday morning at 10.
It sure is.
All right. And then Monday, another voter registration assistance workshop?
Sure. From 2 to 4 p.m., you can bring a current form of ID down to the library, and we'll help you out. If you've got, if you've moved recently, you don't know your new polling place, you're not sure if you're registered, you're not sure if your voter registration is up to date, stop by the library, and we will check on all of that for you.
And again, the election coming up in November, and I have a feeling there's going to be a pretty high turnout. We had a high turnout for the primary. I can just imagine what the turnout's going to be for the November election.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. So
So you again, want to participate and exercise that right to vote, we'll help you out.
Right, and we should remind people that it is, you do need a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin, so this would be a good time to, I'm sure that whoever's working with people there can also check and make sure they have the right ID and all that good stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So we can walk you through all of that and make sure you're all good to go on Election Day.
All right.
We can help you out with getting an absentee ballot. So all kinds of good stuff.
There you go. All right. So you don't have to wait in line that day because the lines may be long.
And, exactly.
All right. Later on Monday, another chapter of the retirement classroom program.
Exactly. So it's Retire Smart Part 2. And Retirement Classroom, it's an organization out of Madison that goes around to different communities and educate on retirement topics. And they bring up professionals to provide the community with non-biased information. Next week at 5:30, they're going to be talking about understanding investment strategies for Social Security and retirement income. So 5:30, my understanding is no registration is required for that. And you can contact Susan here at the library with any questions.
All right. And then the library has book clubs pretty much for every age. And the next Tuesday, the preteen book club gets together.
Exactly. So Tuesday the 18th at 4:30. The nice thing about the preteen book club is it's a bring your own book club. So the kids don't have to, it's not like homework where you assign a book and say, okay, you have to read this and then we're going to discuss it next month. No, you just stop by and talk about books. So you meet other people who really love reading. And if you just finished a super great book and you're not sure what to read next, I can give you all kinds of recommendations for those. So stop by to the Pages Loading Book Club next Tuesday at 4:30. It's kind of geared toward ages 10 to 12, but older teens are also welcome, and you don't have to sign up or anything.
All right, sounds good. And, of course, we've been talking about these, a couple of upcoming book sales, and you're still looking, I would imagine, for donations.
We sure are. So we've got the fall book sale coming up. On September 21st and 22nd, we'll be selling fiction and nonfiction books and audiobooks, and we are accepting donations of gently used fiction and nonfiction print books and audiobooks right up until the day of the sale. And then just want to put in the back of everyone's mind that the inaugural Christmas cookbook pop-up sale is a one-day-only sale coming up in December. So if you have any cookbooks that are specifically holiday-themed that you don't use so much anymore or you think someone else might enjoy, bring them on by the library, and you can donate those as well.
All right. That sounds good. And we should talk about what the hours are for the West Bend Public Library.
Oh, yes. That's always important. So Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays, we open at 9 and close at 6. And Saturdays, we're open 9 till 1. So feel free to give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. Those hours and all the other information I've talked about are, you can actually talk to a person and ask more questions about any of those. And you can also visit our Facebook page or visit our website at west-bendlibrary.org.
All right. And again, when I get my mind locked into it, I will post this community conversation on with a link on the WIBD Facebook page, too. So we'll have another place for you to reference.
Exactly. If you can't remember what on earth we were talking about, we'll hook you up.
Which sometimes is what happens, I think, with you and I. But that's another story entirely.
It definitely is.
But anyway, well, hey, have a great week. Enjoy this beautiful weather. And I'm thinking you've probably got people out in Patrons Park sitting out there reading and enjoying during this weather.
Absolutely. The park behind the library definitely has folks. It's nice because a lot of parks can get kind of rowdy, but ours is usually pretty quiet and peaceful and relaxing. So,
unless you've got a special event and librarians are dressed up as babies or something.
You know, once in a while that happens.
That's all right.
You can't help it.
All right. All right. Have a great day, Hannah. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.